Queen's University has officially joined the Canadian Blood Service's first-ever Fall Get-Together campaign, a nationwide challenge uniting 106 colleges and universities to help Canada reach a major milestone, 1 million active blood and plasma donors in the next 5 years. Canadian Blood Services is a vital lifeline for many Canadians, supporting blood, plasma, stem cell, organ, and tissue donations across the country. Between now and December 31st, students are encouraged to give together by booking group donation appointments at local donor centers. Each campus competes for the highest donor point average, with top schools earning limited edition hoodies and a Friendsgiving banquet. Debbie Barfoot with Canadian Blood Services sat down with CFRC to share more about this new initiative and the Queen's Campus Challenge.
This fall, we're launching the Fall Get Together, which is a national donor challenge that celebrates the power of giving together. We're speaking directly to groups, friends, families, colleagues, classmates, teammates, programs, and inviting them to book and donate together. The Campus Challenge works that at all post-secondary school environments across Canada, we're encouraging campuses to set up a team if they're not already registered in the Partners for Life program, and then to add members to that team and make a group donation together. So points are accumulated through your membership numbers and the group donations that the campus does together. Across the board, all across Canada, we're seeing many schools get involved and many new schools get involved. So that's important. That's the whole purpose of the campaign, is to engage people to get involved with the campus and donate blood so they can assist and support patients all across Canada who need blood and blood products to maintain and live a healthy lifestyle.
While this challenge is a first for post-secondary schools across Canada, Barfoot says Queen's is no stranger to supporting the cause, with a long-standing history of student donors and blood drives on campus.
So Queen's University has been involved in our Partners for Life program since inception. Queen's set up a national partnership team over 25 years ago. And it was developed and started by some nursing students at Queen's. Throughout the years, we have a very active club on campus called Queen's University Blood Team, which is QUBT for short. They raised awareness about the need for people to join the stem cell registry and to donate blood. They organize group donations. We have on-campus blood drives that they support and volunteer at. For this campaign, the campaign results only display nationally the top 10. And at this point, Queen's is not on the top 10. So I'm putting the challenge out there.
As Barfoot mentioned, there's still work to be done, both at Queen's and across the country, to reach CBS's goal of 1 million new donors in the next 5 years.
Obviously, as the population increases, so does the need for blood and blood products. With that comes a need for blood donors to support to ensure that the demand is met. The demand is met through hospital patients, people that require surgeries. We need to increase our national donor base to 1 million over the next 5 years. People might fall out of the blood system for numerous reasons. So we always need to replenish. And this is especially important for the younger. So minimum age is 17 to donate blood. So we encourage our youth to get out and learn more about donating blood, check their eligibility, and then join this challenge and the national campaign, as well as the Queen's University Blood Team.
And she adds, joining as a team is one of the best ways to make an impact.
More than a third of Canadians under the age of 35 who have donated blood before have done so as part of a group. So it's a great way for a group to get together and give together. Also, it can be less intimidating if you're a first-time blood donor to go with a group of friends, fellow students, or colleagues, so you can donate together and go through the experience first time as a team. it's a cool way to get together and understand that you are really giving back to fellow Canadians.
Queen students can take part in the Fall Get Together campaign by booking group donations or taking part in the next on-campus event on Monday, November 17th, running from 10 a.m. to 4 p.m. in the BioSci atrium.
I would encourage every student to first go online to blood.ca, take the eligibility quiz, make sure that you are eligible to donate. We have a fantastic website that goes through the parameters, the criteria, and explains the need for blood and blood products. Once they determine if they are eligible, to reach out to the Queen's University blood team, join one of their upcoming group donations because they have many in the books, and we have on-campus blood drives happening at Queen's in November. So if they join the National Fall Campaign Campus Challenge, and then join the Queen's University blood team and book an appointment, their donation will be counted towards this challenge.
Once again, that was Debbie Barfoot with Canadian Blood Services on this year's first ever Fall Get Together campaign. To learn more and book a group donation, you can head to blood.ca. For CFRC News, supported by the Local Journalism Initiative, this has been Christina Laurie.